أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في قرآن المجيد فرقان الحميد مخبرا وآمرا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد المبارك وسلم صلوا عليه. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Today we are going to discuss briefly about a renowned Muslim wali, a well-known scholar and a symbol of Islamic world, whose name is Hadrat Sayyid Ali Uthman Al-Hajweri, known as Data Ganj Bakhsh Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. He is resting in Lahore, Pakistan. First of all, I will introduce his personality, although he does not require any kind of introduction, but there are many people here in the Western world who don't know about this important personality of Islamic Ummah, who has contributed a lot regarding Tasawwuf, Fiqh, Islamic jurisprudence, logic, Ilm al-Kalam, and Hadith and Tafsir. Hadrat Sayyid Ali Uthman Hajweri Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh is noted for his pioneer research work known as the Kashf al-Mahjub, Unveiling the Veiled. This is important document in Tasawwuf, and no one could go in the field of Tasawwuf ignoring this important document. So this is known as fundamental source of metaphysics, and especially those who are really interested regarding knowledge of metaphysical behaviorism, they will have to read this important book about different aspects of Tasawwuf. Hazrat Ali Hajweri Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, as he defines himself, that Hazrat Ali, Sayyid Ali Uthman Al-Hajweri, was the murid and khalifa of Hazrat Shaykh Abdul Fadl. He was murid and khalifa of Hazrat Shaykh Abdul Fadl Muhammad bin Hassan, who was khalifa of Hazrat Abul Hasan Al-Husri, Khalifa of Hazrat Abul Abbas Al-Ashqani, Khalifa of Hazrat Abu Bakr Shibli, Khalifa of Master Junaid Baghdadi, who is the sixth in the spiritual lineage of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the cousin and son-in-law of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Hazrat Ali Hajweri Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi has bay'a, or his hand was very near to the golden chain of Awliya Ikram, through his murshid to Hazrat Ali and then to Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In Tasawwuf, this is known as Ba', someone who sells out himself for the sake of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, giving his words that he will never commit sin or anything wrong regarding following of Sharia. And the first or basic principle of tariqah is to be obedient of Sharia, That's why Hazrat Shaykh Ali Hajwiri Rahmatullah Ta'ala Alayhi clearly defines in his book about the importance of Sharia and Sharia people, and Sharia people could be a Khalifa and preacher of Islam through Tasawwuf. In this regard, Hazrat Shaykh Data Ganj Bakhsh Rahmatullah Ta'ala Alayh, he comprehensively discusses about Tasawwuf Sufism, and it looks very important to discuss the same topic because it is almost an enigma for those who don't know properly and they have some doubt about Tasawwuf, and also those who are following Tasawwuf sometimes they also don't know how to comply orders of Tasawwuf in their lives. So it looks very important to discuss about Sufism or Tasawwuf. Inshallah ta'ala, it may help us to understand about the principles of Tasawwuf. Tasawwuf may be known or can be translated as metaphysics, but sometimes metaphysics does not cover the meaning of Tasawwuf. But usually in English language we translate as metaphysics. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, there are servants of God who walk humbly on the earth, and when an ignorant one converses with them, they pray for his welfare. This is Quran. This shows that it is not desirable for a mu'min, a true believer, to unnecessarily quarrel with those ignorant folk who walk arrogantly on God's earth. And this is also a characteristic of a Sufi or a pious person. The Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, those who hear the prayers of a Sufi and do not say Ameen come in the list of negligent in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this hadith clearly refers to Sufism and present a comprehensive knowledge about his acceptance in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This hadith proved that Sufism was practiced in the blessed time of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's see what's the reason for the name of Sufi or Sufism. Some say that Sufis are called Sufis because they belong to the first Saf. Saf means row, meaning the highest category. Some say that they are called Sufis because their conditions correspond to those of the Ashab al-Sufa, people of the veranda. Some are of the opinion that this word is derived from Safa, purity. In fact, each person has interpreted its meaning according to his own understanding. But according to the dictionary, all this is debatable. The most correct meaning of this word is probably Safa, purity, which means purity of the qalb, heart, the opposite of which is impurity. It means an individual who has a pure heart through light of Quran and Sunnah would be a Sufi, because purity of intention, purity of activities, purity of actions, purity of da'wah, invitation to Islam, purity of his belief towards Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam would certainly make a person Sufi. Some people say that we don't like Sufism, but they don't know about the reality. Those who really say we don't follow Sufism, but when there are these characteristics, they become Sufi unknowingly, or some people say themselves that they are Sufi, so this is knowingly. Anyhow, whosoever has a pure heart with sincerity, submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam means tasawwuf. The Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, goodness has gone from the world and only bad remains. The good in anyone is called his safawat, own selections. So when Sufis make their manners and deeds desirable and attain salvation from their lower desire, they become known as Sufis. This name is just an outward demarcation by which they are recognized. The truth is that their states are so elevated that they cannot be disobeyed. This should satisfy those who require a derivative from this word, but Allah Almighty has kept the states and the stations of the Sufis hidden from the common people. So, that some people think that Sufism is the name of some apparent status which is without any inner reality. Some say Sufism is a meaningless custom and deny its existence by mocking it, denying the beliefs of the people of the veranda and the respected companions of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's refer to the period of Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding confirmation of tasawwuf. This is asked that what is the criteria of tasawwuf during the period of Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it could be answered that Sahaba Ikram radhiyallahu ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, companions of Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were Sufis. Look at Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu. This is a truth. Verily, purity of heart is an attribute. The Hazrat Siddiq Akbar radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, if you want to be a Sufi, look at him, how he behaved, how he purified his heart himself. And when Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu's heart was purified of the love of the world, his hand was automatically cleansed from the filth of the world. Way, and he gave away everything in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are all attributes of a true Sufi. Denying them is denying the truth and is clearly an act of pride. According to Hadrat Sheikh Ali Hajweri, Data Gajbakhsh rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he says, I said that purity is the opposite of impurity. Actually, impurity is an attribute of a man. In truth, a Sufi is he who is purified of the filth of the world. In the beginning, when the women of Egypt were antagonistic against Zulaikha, this was a display of human frailty. But when they saw the beauty of elegance, Hazrat Yusuf Joseph, their human attributes disappeared and they cried out, "This is not a man." They said this because their human attributes had disappeared, and Hadrat Yusuf alayhi salam appeared to them as an angel and not as a human being. That's why the Sufi sheikhs have said, purity is not a human attribute because man is a made of mud which contains filth. A human is not free of impurities of the lower self because his origin in mud. He cannot attain a pure heart by his deeds, nor can the human impurities be cleansed through striving and other things. Purity of heart has nothing to do with words and deeds, nor any connections with his apparent names and titles. And saintliness is in the nature of the friends of God. They are suns without clouds. This was statement of Hazrat Data Ganj Bakhsh Rahmatullah Ta'ala Alayhi Hajveri Rahmatullah Ta'ala Alayhi. He has clarified about the characteristics of a Sufi, a person who is pious. According to him, Sufi, after purifying his heart because of Noor-e-Khudabandi, that is the Noor of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, which reflects from his personality or from his face, gives light to others, and he becomes an angel. He becomes a role model for others because his personality does not reflect human nature, because he goes away from all kind of selfishness, all kind of his own decisive parts or decision makings. He is compelled and bound to follow Sharia under the guidance of his spiritual leader, who is his Murshid. So the greatest Murshid or the greatest spiritual guide was the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for the companions of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And after that, we find out the first vicegerent, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, because of Siddiq, his truth, his belief regarding Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was declared as Siddiq Akbar, the greatest person who loves with truthfulness to the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is obviously a well organized institution. Well organized institution in a manner that when Sufi follows Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's order and has true love in his heart and mind regarding Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then he keeps himself away from satanic feelings. These are wasabis. Naturally, Quran says, "Qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas, malikin nas, ilahin nas, min sharril waswasil khannas, alladhi yuwaswisu fi sudurin nas, min al-jinnati wan nas." The surah means, "Say, I seek refuge in the Lord of mankind, the King of mankind, the God of mankind, from the evil of the slinking whisper, who whispers in the hearts of mankind, of the jinn and of mankind." It means, a Sufi, a pious person, always believes in oneness of God and prophethood of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam without any doubt, and he follows the Quranic order. Alif Lam Mim Zalika Kitabul Arayb Fi. It means he follows without any doubt. He does not have any kind of doubt about following Allah's order and His Rasul's practical life. That's why he purifies his life through Mujahida. Mujahida means spiritual struggle. So in this regard, the viewpoint of Hazrat Ali Hajveri Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh has weightage. It deals with the meaning of tasawwuf regarding our behavior, our affiliation with this institution. According to Hazrat Ali Hajveri, known as Hazrat Data Ganj Bakhsh Rahmatullah Ta'ala Alayh, Sufi is a name given to the perfect and accomplished friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Saint said, the one who is drawn in love is called a Safi, pure one. And the one who is drawn in the beloved and free from other than Allah is called a Sufi. How beautifully explained the terms or terminologies. If we explain the statement of Hazrat Data Ganj Bakhsh Rahmatullah Ta'ala Alayh, it means that drowned in love means turning towards Allah's Almighty by excessive prayers and spiritual striving, and drowned in the beloved meaning attaining, and drowned in the beloved means attaining nearness to the divine beings and being continually absorbed in Him. That is Fanafillah. Fanafillah is a stage which is not obtainable easily. It requires a lot of mujahida. Mujahida means spiritual struggle. If anyone requires this, then he can or she can get it. But first of all, there is a condition that he should begin this struggle under the guidance of a spiritual guide. Because a spiritual guide is a necessity to follow the tasawwuf. Without teacher, as you cannot read a single book, you cannot read a Quran, you cannot read even your any other book. So how is it possible to go through spiritualism or spirituality without having sheikh, spiritual guide? So some people say that there is no necessity of having sheikh. If we start our askar or wazaif without sheikh, we can get it. It may be an imagination, but reality is that Hazrat Sheikh Ali Hajveri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, known as Data Ganj Bakhsh rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, says that as for everything is necessary to have guide, the same is in the discipline of tasawwuf. Without having sheikh, no one can achieve its goal. So we must understand that observing all these important factors and experiences, we must follow the orders or command of sheikh, and we must submit ourselves before sheikh without any question, because Sheikh is our Amir. Regarding this, Hazrat Sheikh Ali Hajwari rahmatullah ta'ala refers a Quranic order or Quranic ayah. According to him, Quran says, "Atiyu Allah wa atiyu Rasul wa ulil amri minkum." Follow Allah's order, wa atiyu Rasul, and the orders of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ulil amri means your spiritual guide, your Amir, your spiritual leader. So this refers to a personality who is known as Murshid. So seeker who is Murid must follow orders of his Sheikh, his spiritual guide, to obtain maqamat, the status of tasawwuf. Hazrat Ali Hajwari Data Ganj Bakhsh Rahmatullah Ta'ala Alayh also describes the kinds of Sufis. According to him, there are three types of Sufis. First is known Sufi, second is known Mutasawwif, and third is known Mustasawwif. The Sufi is he who has annihilated himself and is living eternally with Allah Almighty. He emerged from his human state and is united with reality. The second kind, the Mutasawwif, according to Hazrat Ali Hajwari Data Ganj Bakhsh Rahmatullah Ta'ala Alayh, is he who is constantly engaged in spiritual striving to attain a higher state and tries to follow the footsteps of the exalted Sufis. The third kind of Sufi is the Mustasawwif, is he who dons the grave and appearance of the Sufis merely for the sake of wealth and position. He has not real connection with either the Sufis or the Mutasawwif. It is said about him, the Mustasawwif is like a covetous fly to the Sufis, and others think he is like a wolf. Just look at these definitions. You will find out that Hazrat Data Ganj Bakhsh Rahmatullah Ta'ala has understood his age, and also those artificial Sufis who were earning money or just who were playing with the institution of tasawwuf. During that time, these kind of Sufis were there, and still we find out the same kind or category of Sufis in the modern age. But it does not mean that because of these people who are doing wrong, we should negate this important aspect of Islam or tasawwuf or Sufism. Because there may be many people who are doing for the sake of money making or for the sake of status or fame, but it does not mean to blame all Sufis who are pure or pious persons. Who can give this exemption in the society? If you look at the ulama, so have been identified as ulama-i haq, the followers of truth, and the second kind of ulama have been specified as ulama-i su, those who are selfish, highly selfish, or ulama-i haq, those who are really attributing towards the preaching of Islam or towards the services of Islam, because they have rendered their lives
for these, and these are well known, and sometimes we don't know about these ulama, but we pay proper respect to them because they had contributed a lot in the discipline of Islamic studies. So the same is with Sufis, because these Sufis, it must be kept in your mind, are basically ulama, because look at the Sufi school of thought like Qadriya, Chishtiya, Nashbandiya, Suharwardiya, Rafaiya, and rest of these, there are many Sufi school of thought. Who are these? Hazrat Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the founder of Silsila Qadriya, Qadriya school of thought, and Hazrat Khwaja Majduddin Chishti rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, Hazrat Data Ganj Bakhsh rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, these are ulama. Basically these are well-known ulama, and they never started Sufism without proper understanding of Sharia. According to these spiritual guides or spiritual personalities, they believe that Islam has two eyes. One is Sharia and second is Tariqah. So if you want to have proper understanding of Islam regarding different aspects and meaning, so you will have to have Islamic knowledge. So who will practice this? Naturally, those who are called innama yakhshallah min ibadihi al-ulama, so who feel fear in heart regarding obedience of Islamic law, the cosmic law, the universal law, these are the ulama-i haq. And these ulama-i haq are true ulama, true scholars, are known Sufi ikram, Sufis. Because if you look at their personalities, you will find out they sacrifice their lives, their whole life explores or reveals to us regarding their mujahida, mutu qablan tamutu. This is hadith of Rasul Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Die before death. It does not mean to suicide. It means that you should stop your worldly requirement or selfishness. You just submit yourself to before the willingness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So these are the real ulama who had only one aspect in their life. They have been created in this world to follow Sharia and to make people round, to be obedient of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's why they continued the tradition of bay'ah, spiritual contract. So this contract made a comprehensive Islamic institution that is called tasawwuf. And the greatest Sufi was Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu is founder of Silsila Qadriya. Because of him, the Silsila Qadriya was promoted. And mostly, these Salasil, Qadriya, Chishtiya, Naqshbandiya, Suharwardiya, in this world, are being observed, are followed, because these Sufi people, these real ulama, have great love for the family of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who are known as Ahle Bayt, because Ahle Bayt are role model for the following of Sharia and Tariqah. When the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught regarding the struggle Mujahida. So Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu gained a lot with special practices. So these practices were observed after the death of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And till now, this Sufi practicism is being followed largely in the world. Hazrat Ali Hajveri Dataganj Bakhsh Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi described different saying of the Sufis regarding their opinion about the tasawwuf, and in this regard Hazrat Dataganj Bakhsh Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi narrates the words of Hazrat Dunnun Misri Rahmatullah Ta'ala Alayh. According to him, the Sufi is he who speaks truth. In his silence, all parts of his body give evidence of his absorption in God. This means that when the Sufi talks, he relates truth and the knowledge of God. His speech is according to his spiritual state. When he is silent, his silence declares his absorption in God, in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is an example of detachment from the world. His discourse is about truth, and his conduct is complete detachment. In other words, his speech is pure truth, and his actions are pure absorption in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another saying has been reported by Hazrat Ali Hajveri Rahmatullah Ta'ala Alayh. It is a saying of Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullah Ta'ala Alayh. According to Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullah Ta'ala Alayh, Sufism is an attribute wherein is man's substance. When he was asked if it was the attribute of man or Allah, he replied that in reality it is the attribute of the Creator, but in the world it is a human attribute. Attributes are perishable and temporary, and Allah's attributes are ancient and eternal. For example, when man was ordered to fast, it become his attribute and duty to fast. But in fact, it was Allah's command. Allah Almighty said to the Holy Prophet Muhammad to tell the people that fasting is mine and I am its reward. That's why, though outwardly fasting is an act of a man, but actually it is an act of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever is done, the true doer is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the shadowy doer is an individual. Hazrat Ali Hajveri Dataganj Bakhsh Rahmatullah Ta'ala Alayh further tells us about the saying of Sufiya Ikram Ridwallah Ta'ala Alayh Majmain. Hazrat Abu al-Hasan Nuri Rahmatullah Ta'ala Alayh, another well-known Sufi, says, Sufism is denying the pleasures of the lower self. This has two types, one real and one shadowy. According to Ibn Jala Damishqi Rahmatullah Ta'ala Alayh, Sufism is truth, not just a custom or form. The reason for this is that customs are connected to people and truth is connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the very name Sufi means distancing from people, it is definitely far away or above near custom. Hadrat Abu Umar Damashqi Rahmatullah Ta'ala Alayhi says, Sufism is a name for those who see the universe as defective and, in fact, close their eyes straight. According to Hadrat Ali Hajveri Data Ganjbash Rahmatullah Ta'ala Alayhi, to see the universe as flawed is the speciality of Falafillah, and closing the eyes to it is the state of Baqa Billah, because at this stage the Salik seeker cannot see himself, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees through his eyes. According to Hadrat Ali Hajveri Data Ganjbash Rahmatullah Ta'ala Alayhi, the seeker of the world sees the world and does not step outside it. The better person is he who finds fault with the world, meaning he hates it and does not long for it. A higher stage is not to see the world at all, because even if he hates it, he is still veiled, because seeing other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also a veil. Hazrat Ali Hajveri Dada Ganjbakhsh Rahmatullah Ta'ala Alayhi mentioned saying of Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullah Ta'ala Alayhi. Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullah Ta'ala Alayhi said that Sufism is founded on 8 qualities. 1. Generosity. Number 2. Acceptance. Number 3. Patience. Number 4. Science. Number 5. Poverty. Number 6. Woolen robe. Number 7. Traveling. And number 8. Piety. The generosity of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam for the sacrifice his son in the way of God, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The acceptance of Hadrat Ismail alayhi salam, the patience of Hadrat Ayyub alayhi salam, the science of Hadrat Zakaria alayhi salam, the poverty of Hadrat Yahya alayhi salam, the woolen robe of Hadrat Musa alayhi salam, the traveling of Hadrat Isa alayhi salam, and the piety of Hadrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The generosity and sacrifice of Hadrat Ibrahim alayhi salam was such that he sacrificed his son in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The acceptance of Hadrat Ismail alayhi salam was such that he placed his neck under the knife and was prepared to sacrifice his dear life. The patience of Hadrat Ayyub alayhi salam was such that his body was infested with worms, but he was content with whatever Allah Almighty willed for him. The wonders of the signs of Hadrat Zakaria alayhi salam were that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, for 3 days he did not talk to anyone except by signs and hints. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said about him, Allah Almighty spoke to him secretly. The poverty of Hadrat Yahya alayhi salam was such that he was an alien in his own land and a stranger among his own people. The travels of Hadrat Isa alayhi salam were such that he carried with him only a wooden bowl and a comb. When he saw a man drinking water by cupping his hands, he threw the ball away. And when he saw a man combing his hair, his fingers, he threw the to come away. The woolen robe of Hadrat Musa alayhi salam was such that he always wore the same robe, and the piety of Hadrat Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was such that although Allah Almighty had given the key to the treasures of all the world, he only requested Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give him food one day and keep him hungry the next. This is a great principle in tariqah, Sufism. We have understood that tasawwuf is purely a sharia, because sharia also requires all of these conditions. So we could say that sharia is a name of orders, and tariqah is a mean of obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. According to Hadrat Abul Hasan Khusri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, the Sufi is he whose existence has no non-existence, and his non-existence has no existence, meaning that the whatever he attains, he never loses, and whatever he loses, he never gains, and whatever he loses, he never regains. If we explain the saying of Hazrat Abul Hasan Khusri rahmatullah ta'ala alayh, that means that when he attains, a Sufi attains Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he never loses him. And when he loses himself, this means the negation of id, ego and superego, the negation of personality, the negation of his self, the negation of his wishes. So when he loses himself, he never regains it. It means that when he involves himself in zikr, in remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so he never regains his own personality. He just gained personality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his willingness. Hadrat Abu Hafs rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh says, Sufism is the name of courtesy, the courtesy at all times, courtesy at every place, courtesy in every condition. Whoever sees courtesy as indispensable will reach high stations, and whoever is not constantly courteous will be cast far away, and is accursed. His pride and vanity make him think he is near and accepted. What does it mean? What does it mean? This is in accordance with the saying of Hadrat Abul Hasan rahmatullah ta'ala alayh, Sufism is not the name of denomination nor of any science. It is morals. It means that if this were a science, it would be attainable by lectures and instructions. This is a politeness. Until an intention is made for it, it cannot be practiced. Because Sufism mostly depends upon the acceptance of your submission. This is reciprocal. There are thousands of examples when a murid seeker goes to his sheikh, he presents himself for services and he remains there for a long time, but unluckily he cannot get as much as he expects. It is not a fault of that spiritual guide, Sheikh. It is the fault of a murid who unluckily loses his status in the eyes of Sheikh. It is not necessary that he or she may be doing it knowingly, deliberately. It happens sometime unknowingly. But a murid, a seeker, should be very much cautious about his actions, because a sheikh who is his true real guide regarding Sharia and Tariqah, he sees his actions, his talk, his way of behavior. All kind of actions are very important in the eye of Sheikh. That's why there are many students, spiritual students, who go to Sheikh with willingness but come out from the circle without gain. So Hazrat Sheikh Abu Hafs rahmatullah ta'ala alayh recommends to be very much careful regarding talking in front of his sheikh, and to be very much submissive in the spiritual meetings. Hazrat Abul Hasan Nuri rahmatullah ta'ala alayh says, Sufism is the name for freedom, abstaining from artificiality, having generosity and the spending of wealth. It means that a Sufi should be freed from desire and greed. Bravery also means that he should not be proud of his own bravery and generosity. Artificiality means that he should not be selfish in worldly actions. Generosity in the world is that worldly goods should be given to worldly people. These important sayings of Awliya Ikram, friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, clarify many aspects of Sufism or Tasawwuf. The basic principle of Tasawwuf is purity, and the theme of Tasawwuf is to be honest, to be sincere with good intention. It means a Sufi who is really anxious to move towards his spiritual destination, he should follow instructions of his spiritual guide, and there should be no shadow of doubt about command of his sheikh. Because sheikh is a focal point of spirituality. If someone has doubt about his sheikh and feels himself that he can get or attain the status of tasawwuf, it would be a wrong imagination or false behavioristic approach, because entire Sufism requires Sheikh and his willingness. This is a kind of ijaza. Because what is ijaza? Ijaza means permission to move on or to get further steps or advancement in tasawwuf. These are done for spiritual actions. These are wazaif. And wazaif are done under the guidance of his or her spiritual guide. This guide is totally free from worldly interest. He gives his time, concentration, and also his academic patronage for the sake of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He does not require a single penny from his muridin. That's why a pure Sufi and artificial Sufi could be understood by one principle. A pure Sufi would not be expecting anything from his murid. Neither he would be looking for gifts, nor he would be looking for nazrana or money. He would be looking at the process of purification. This process of purification means how the murid, seeker, is promoting himself in the discipline of tasawwuf. On the other hand, artificial Sufi would be looking at the pocket of a murid. He would be needy all the time, and he would be looking for the name and fame of the society, and would be expecting more and more for the societal resources. So if someone asks for these things, or expects, or directly or indirectly says about these things, that man would be known as artificial Sufi or artificial follower of the tasawwuf. These were the important principles which were laid down by Hazrat Nata Singh Bakhsh Ali Hajweri Rahmatullah Ta'ala Alayh.
وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.
Important aspect regarding tasawwuf have been discussed here, and these may help you out. These would certainly help us out to understand that tasawwuf is not separate from Sharia, because Sharia's practical aspect is tasawwuf. So we must follow tasawwuf so that we could understand.